You have a list in front of you.
I do have a list of rules, and these are ones that fans have come up, because we just went through the entire process of owners' meetings. And what rules weren't changed at the original owners' meetings back in, what was it, February? Maybe it was early March. They were, you know, tabled, and then they were brought back in last week, and we heard that, okay, the Lions had a proposed rule change for the seating in the playoffs. That was eventually withdrawn. The tush push, that was the big conversation. So there are some fans who have proposed. These are hypothetical proposals by fans of rules that they would like to see implemented or changed in the NFL.
Okay.
And I would like to throw this out there, 248-539-9797. We all watch the NFL games and we think, boy, this rule needs to be tweaked. Or I would love to see this rule implemented, whatever it is, offense, defense, special teams. Go ahead, text us your rule changes, give us a call, let us know what yours are. And I'm going to give you four right now that have been proposed by fans. Number one, O-linemen don't need to report. Now, this one certainly hits home after what happened 2 years ago in Dallas. But O-linemen don't need to report. If they line up into the line of scrimmage, they are in a tight end position, they are eligible. It should be up to the defense to make a simple number count.
To diagnose the formation.
Yeah. And this would, because what did we hear? I don't even know how many years ago it was. Tom Brady was still playing because he complained about the numbers on defense. Well, how am I supposed to know
if
this is a defensive lineman? This is a linebacker. Well, look at the at the guy, right? Okay, he's 350 pounds. Defensive lineman.
Looks
I don't
like
care
a safety.
If he's a one or a zero. It doesn't matter. All right. This to me seems like if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
What I like about that is the complaint back with Dallas was, well, it's not fair to us because you misreported. The refs misreported.
Yeah.
Take that off the table.
Yeah. Take it off the official's plate. You just simply, if you want to line up Penei Sewell at a tight end position, because he's just that good of a damn athlete.
Or quarterback, because apparently he's got the best arm on the team.
Okay.
According to some.
This is, I mean, you could, whatever.
Anyway, I'm in favor of this. You're in favor of this.
I'm in favor of this as well. The second one, defensive holding is no longer an automatic first down. We've talked about this one.
This
was actually proposed.
Yeah.
But the fans are 100% behind this one. Number three, and this one I think would be good. And I have a proposed rule change as well. This would kind of go along with it. Make roughing the passer more lenient.
But how? That sounds good, but it's a discretionary decision.
Well, yes. And so I'm going to go ahead and give you another one where we saw Brian Branch ejected from a game because of a helmet-to-helmet contact.
Yep.
I think there should be a panel of five former NFL players. As we review, you know, like, okay, they send it back to New York to review. Is this, you know, whatever the review is this a catch, not a catch? Have five former players and make it up of different positions, different eras, and allow them to determine intent. I don't think that somebody who's never played the game can do that. And are they going to get it right all the time? No. But I would like to see them determine intent. If you are sacking a quarterback, he just gets rid of the ball, and you're a 350-pounder with a number one on, and you, your body weight falls onto a quarterback. It should not be a penalty. You cannot expect a guy of that mass to, one, stop a moment before he hits a quarterback, or to shift in midair, not to fall on a quarterback. I think a group of former players, could diagnose that one in a heartbeat and say,
that's the key, though. I don't need five guys arguing for 3, 4, 5 minutes after a play. Like, let's get back out
there.
Oh, no,
there's a shot clock on these reviews. Okay. And I mean, we could implement that as well, as shot clock on the reviews. No longer than 30 seconds. Don't bring out that little postage stamps for the officials. They're not looking at anything. Take it to New York or LA, wherever they've got all of the video cameras and all the reviews. Take a look at it. Make a determination, right or wrong. This is it, and get the game moving.
Okay, because that's one of the things I had written down is we got to have expedited replay across sports. The NFL's not any different. Once they put themselves in that little what's it called? Where they're looking into the watch the replay.
Yeah.
The tent, whatever.
The red hat comes out and they stop playing.
Once he starts looking, 30 seconds is enough time to see the play four or five times from a couple different angles. Make your best call, dude, and we're moving on.
Yeah.
Use the technology, but let's not sit there and rely on it and sit there to the millisecond. And if we don't know, we don't know. But sacking the quarterback. What really gets me is when a quarterback still has the ball, is tackled, and then it's called anyway.
Right.
It's not unnecessary roughness to tackle the ball carrier.
Right.
It's one thing, hey, he got rid of it, and then one step, two step, three step, collision course.
Yeah.
But when I hate it when the quarterback still has the ball, he is going to be hit. This is football. He's going to be hit hard when he has the football. It's within the rules.
Or when Patrick Mahomes is running and he fakes going out of bounds and comes back in at some point, hey, you just nail him. And that's where I think former players would be able to say, okay, that's on Patrick Mahomes. That's not a penalty. The Brian Branch hit. All right, it may be helmet to helmet, and that's a 15-yard penalty, but it's getting rid of the ejection. Now, there are ones, Vontaze Burfict, when he would hit helmet to helmet, there was clear intent that he was trying to harm, maim, and kill an opponent.
What was
maybe not kill, but
well, Vontaze Burfict, it may have been kill. What was the last fan proposal?
The last one was eliminate forward progress. And I kind of like this one, too.
I don't know.
Where, I mean, we see this all the time, right? A player is running forward. All of a sudden, they're stopped. They get pushed back. But then all of a sudden, they bounce out. And I just think wherever you're down, you're down.
I don't mind forward progress. Of the four, that's the one I
have. Yeah, that one's a little bit harder to enforce, because then when do you determine that he's down?
One I don't like that normally comes up in this discussion, I don't know if it's been ticket tech, so I'm sorry if I'm stealing someone's thunder, is the offense fumbling the ball out of the end zone and it meaning the other team gets possession. I don't like that.
At the 20-yard line?
Yeah.
It's a touchback.
Yeah, the defense didn't recover the ball. So I don't know why the defense now gets the ball.
Well,
if the offense fumbles anywhere else on the field,
uses the sideline as their 12th defender back of the end zone
What happens if you fumble out off the sideline? Does the defense get the ball?
It's out of bounds.
Yeah, but the defense doesn't get the ball.
Yeah, but the end zone is special. End zone is special for a lot of reasons. One, you score touchdowns.
The defense needs to take the ball to get the ball. And I get it.
So do they get the ball at the 1 yard line coming out?
I actually would be okay if you punish them and said you got to go back to the 20.
But you get the ball?
No, the offense stays with the ball.
No!
Yes.
Come on, they fumbled it!
Yeah, but the other team didn't recover it. Now, you don't want to reward them by saying you fumble in the end zone, you get it at the 1. I'd say, fine, I'm penalizing you. You touch it all the way back to the 20. Okay.
That's ridiculous.
You guys can submit yours. 248-539-9797. This is what I get for thinking outside the box. Texter says you shouldn't have to declare an onside kick. You should be able to do it anytime you damn well please. Mm-hmm. I think the issue, though, is with the new kicking formation, that's what's caused that problem. You should be able to advance a muffed punt for a touchdown, Adam in a car.
So, returner fumbles it.
Scoop, score, running into the end zone. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I've never understood why you need 2 feet down for a catch. If it's a catch, it's a catch. If a foot is in, you're in. Pretty simple, Andrew and Adrian.
I don't mind the 2 feet down. I think they should make it universal, and that should be the rule in college football as well.
Speaking of the difference in the two sports, Texter says pass interference should not be a spot foul. It should be like college, a 15-yard penalty.
I am mixed on that one. I do understand that because so many rules benefit the offense. We already talked about roughing the passer. And you can only hit a defenseless receiver in certain positions. That's why I don't like the whole Brian Branch ejection. Is it a penalty helmet to helmet? Sure. I don't like the ejection. But the pass interference.
It's too punitive to get 65 yards on a penalty.
Yeah, but if you get beat and you just tackle a guy because the ball's there, then I mean it's
you got to live with one.
Yeah. I don't know. That one, if they changed it, I wouldn't argue. If they kept it, I'm not arguing.
So I'm with you guys. I hate the reward most of the time. But you can't obviously, like, J-Mo's wide open by 2 feet and somebody dives and sweeps the leg.
Yeah.
You know?
Like two tiers of pass interference?
I asked Greg, and I think he's right because it's too much legislation. But it would be very similar to you'd have pass interference and then intentional pass interference.
Kind of like intentional fouls in the NBA?
Actually,
clear path foul type of thing?
Yeah. Or like hockey, a penalty shot.
Oh, yeah.
If a player breaks free and the ref deems that was intentional to take him out, then you give the spot foul. But Greg said that's too much legislation.
Hoops to jump through?
Yeah.
Yeah, like someone texted in, all penalties should be reviewable. I know you hate that, John. If we did that, you'd really need a shot clock.
Yeah.
The biggest rule that needs to be changed, spot foul pass interference, and they need a buzzer at the end of the play clock. No more of this double zero, and then the team still snaps the ball.
Yes, yes. You get a beat. What is a beat?